In the name of the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will continue these services. And I will read from the letter to the Hebrews, three verses from the beginning of chapter 12, in that prayer of faith, that the Heavenly Father would open His Word. Enough that He knows that we need. And these words are heard in Jesus' name. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Amen. Dear service guests, brothers and sisters, I have felt joy that I have been able to once again come together with such a great throng to our dear Opisto area and to these familiar services of the children of God. And I am also thankful that the Heavenly Father has given those who have responsibilities here, have given a mind to do this work, those who have arranged these services. And once again, we have been able to celebrate here together with the believers at these services. At these services, I have been able to meet many believing travel friends and exchange thoughts with them. And I have also experienced, and the brothers and sisters have encouraged me in these discussions as I have been called to serve at these services. In these meetings, in these encounters, our mutual faith in this mutual journey and destination has always come up, and also the trust that the Heavenly Father has been teaching us through His Spirit at these services and guiding us and comforting us. One meeting that especially encouraged me before this turn, when one special needs youth came to sit on the same bench as I was and said, "He's coming to listen to your sermon." And I thought that he was carrying me in his prayers. As we have heard at these services, Jesus placed the faith of a child as an example, and that we can experience and feel at these services, how the children here are moving about and believing freely in the midst of all these adult believers. And even though the children do many things at these services, and it sometimes appears that they're not even listening, but then we are surprised how they have listened to the teachings and the sermons of God's Word. And that is why it is a joy to see so many children at these services. And in this connection, I would like to encourage you, parents of little children, to bring your children to services. They are examples in the kingdom of God from whom we can learn. And they have this gift of faith. And what matters are important for them in this endeavor of the child of God. But in this letter to the Hebrews, which we read, it speaks about the endeavor of a child of God on this way of faith. Just as we heard previously through the brother, in this time in which we live, and there were also special times at the time when this letter was written, and this writer was worried about the congregations to which he was sending these letters, that not all the believers did not have the strength to hear or listen to the Word of God. And it was necessary to approach them with this letter and bring up that what does it mean to endeavor on this way of faith, and what is the foundation of faith which we need to look at again and again. And what is the goal of living faith? And why are we on this journey? And this is what the writer of this letter wishes to bring up. He wanted to remind the recipients of this letter to the Hebrews, and also to us who are hearing this word today. It is said here, it says, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, the older translation said that we have such a great amount of testimony around us. And there's a reference to the previous chapter in which he speaks of the believers of the Old Testament. And how they acted in their own life and in their own faith. There are many examples given there. And these are who he refers to with this cloud of witnesses. When we are able to gather at these big services, and now at these opisto services, we could look around us. There are many here on the same journey way as us. And it encourages me anyway on my way of faith that there are other brothers and sisters who wish to be travelers on the same way, traveling toward the same temptations, the same destination. We are this great group who are traveling together, and we are escorts one to another. When speaking of the believers of the Old Testament, I thought I would take a few examples from chapter 11 about Noah, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. Comes to mind here that even in our home country, that when we arrange summer services and opisto services, and the media write about it, many times they are amazed about how such great events can be arranged with volunteer work. And sometimes I even have thought, that the people of this world sometimes think of this, or equate this to the work of Noah, that we place such a great effort in these services, and we always have just the sermons, and we sing, and we meet each other. Noah building the ark on dry land was more crazy according to those people. But we experience that coming together at these big services are important in the work of the kingdom of God and living in the kingdom of God. And faith gives us the desire to serve in our turn and arrange in our turn. The strength that Noah received by faith for his endeavor, he was able to reach his destination. And then it talks about Moses. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. These are the testimonies of which the letter to the writer of the letter to Hebrew speaks about, and he wishes to say that when faith and the hope of heaven is in the heart, the choices in life are made with the power of God, and we can make choices that keep us in faith. And by this faith, we can inherit eternal life in heaven. Surely it comes to mind that our grandparents before us and our relatives before us, who have endeavored here in their time and have been able to end their journey in faith, their testimony also. In many phases of their life, they experienced many types of weakness and burdens and troubles on the way. But many of them remind us that when the gospel was their strength, with the help of this power, they were able to sleep away in faith and are resting in the rest of the righteous, awaiting that day when everyone is called before God and will be called to that eternal joy in heaven. And then it is said here, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The newer translation speaks of the race. And the older translation says, let us run in that endeavor that is marked out for us. In the sermons of the Word of God and in the discussions, we use this word endeavor. The newer translation speaks of a race. Paul also writes these letters to the congregations, for example, in the 1 Corinthians and in the Philippians, he speaks of this race. And he compares it to the great races that were arranged in those times, and he wanted to use them as an example, especially for the younger listeners. For those who raced, they attempted to get the first prize. And Paul wanted to use this as an example about the important competitions in that culture. But if we speak yet about this endeavor, in the Christian doctrine it is said about the endeavor, in the life of a believer, there is the peace and joy of God, but also weakness of faith and temptations and tribulations. And it says, God guides his own along the narrow way of the cross. Through his sufferings, he wishes to try our faith, keep them humble, and draw them closer to himself. Often God also regards his children as worthy. Through their suffering, they testify to their faith. So this endeavor or this race the doctrine, Christian doctrine, explains this in a familiar way. We experience this, that this travel, this life of a believer, there are many reasons for joy. We have peace in our heart, and we can feel the unity, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. But as it was said here, and as it is said in the letter to the Hebrews, we feel weakness in faith. We have two portions here as we travel. And we feel many times on our own behalf that our faith is weak and we doubt. We feel temptations of the enemy of souls. And the situations in our life may bring us tribulations on this journey. And as this first verse says, when it tells us, exhorts us, let us throw off everything that hinders. This burden of life is what presses us down. As we also heard through the brother before us, there are many kinds of burdens we may have in our life, many situations where we have illness or different tribulations, trials, or also when we lose dear people around us. In such situations, we experience this as a burden and heat of the day, and this may slow down our journey, and we may doubt in our faith in such situations. And even in such situations, it is important for us to have escorts, travel friends, to whom we can speak about these matters, to unload our heart and to share these loads. And in these, again and again, we can believe the grace gospel, place them under the gospel, and believe the gospel as our strength. And again, it is lighter. The way, the travel is lighter. And it is said here, and put away the sin that so easily entangles. Because we have two portions here, we have this earthly portion, our flesh and blood, and then we have this undying soul. And for this reason, we are weak for our own part, and we are prone to sin. We are troubled by the inherited sin. Our flesh and blood has not repented, and it is prone We have a battle against the threefold enemy, the enemy of souls, this world, and our own flesh and blood. And in this battle, we need the weapons of God. which have been given to us for this journey. In this endeavor, these sins and the dangers of sin, of which we have heard already at these services, there are many things in this time that it is important for us to be obedient to the Word of God and the teachings of the congregation in these life's situations and choices that we make, so that we would always be choosing in our own life, in matters of faith, that we would make such choices choices that would press us closer to the unity of the kingdom of God and be more closely bound to this group of escorts on its way to heaven and eternal life. And in this way, we would remain believing and carriers of a good conscience. Again and again, we can believe the gospel. We can believe all sins forgiven. We can believe them forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. And when we are listening to the Word of God, or when we are laying down to sleep in the evening, then we can ask our spouse or our dear one who is near us, we ask for forgiveness, and we can hear the gospel and believe our sins forgiven. Many times we fall into sin which have a name, and they press on our mind. And in these we can use the gift of confession, when we can speak to another believer about our sorrows that press our minds and put them away by name. And in this way we can be free again of such sins that beset us on the journey, and which press our minds and make our travel slow. We can place them under grace and believe them forgiven. And it is said here, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, here it speaks again about the race marked out before us, the children of God are on this way to heaven. This is like a trek with which has a destination, and it's important that we do not give up on the way. And we are as if in a race, and if we discontinue the race and do not reach the goal, then the race is for naught, and we cannot gain that victory or the prize. And that is why it exhorts us to run with perseverance the race marked out for us. But in this next verse it says that what do we base this endeavor on in our race? It says, or he brings up here, how important it is to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. the author of our faith. We can trust in that atonement work that that the Son of God prepared for us on the middle cross. Jesus was born into this world as a man, as a human. At the same time, he was the Son of God. He lived here in this world. He experienced all the same temptations that we do. But he won over these temptations. He fought against them with the Word of God. He fought against them with the Word of God. He did his public work here, and he proclaimed the gospel. And he called disciples to be his followers. And this work continues yet today. Jesus gave this task into his kingdom, and this work continues in our midst also. And in this way we can be dwellers in this kingdom. He was shamed on the cross. He was innocent. And in this way he atoned for the sins of all mankind, also your sins and my sins. He died. However, he arose from the dead. He won a victory over the death, and it is said here, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And this righteousness that God prepared in his Son, we can own as a gift by faith. And as owners of this gift, when we can remain in this faith, we will inherit eternal joy in heaven. This reminds us that this power is what gives us the strength to reach our destination. And that is why this last verse says, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. That is why it is important that on this journey where we feel weakness and sin attaches itself to us, it's important that again and again we can receive this power of the gospel and believe it for ourselves. And even at these services and in this sermon, I wish to proclaim to you, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, you can believe wherever you are. Believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood unto peace, freedom, and joy. This power of the gospel, there is power in the blood. And a believer of this gospel receives strength and gives us the strength to take a step at a time, one day at a time. It is enough that we believe today, that you and I believe today. For myself, in many temptations and doubts, as I prepared for this sermon, and I wish to ask, can I also believe my own sins and temptations and doubts forgiven? I wish to believe together with the children of God, and it is secure for us to continue at these services here at Ranua Obispo. In Jesus' name, amen.